This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone focus bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Bahamas Botanicals, distributed by Bristol, Bahamas Alt Island Promotion Board, Brass and Leather, Burger King, City of Hope, John's Department Store, Click, KFC, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, Muffalo World, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
And a hip-hop or calypso. You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurt and me rings up. From what day you may find out, people don't like me. Everyone cock us for that thing now. Bex through me I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now.
We're back at you on the Monday, July 7th edition of Talking Heads. You're going Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. We will be going live to Abaco in short order, and chiming in is Roscoe Thompson, so we'll get caught up with Roscoe. But before we go any further, God, I wish a big happy birthday out to my brother from a different mother, Earl the Pearl, a.k.a. Pearly. It is his birthday today. I don't know how old Methuselah is today, but he up there. But, you know, may see this and many, 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 many more. And that's coming in from me and MJ and the boys. Pearly, we love you. And obviously the crew here at Talking Heads and at Guardian Radio. So enjoy your day, man, to the fullest. Rock out, tell your clock out, my brother. And we'll talk in the 5 o'clock hour. But like I said, it is Monday. We have lots to talk about. We will open up the lines. Even though we're going to Abaco, you know, we got to open up the lines on a Monday. And here's how you chime in if you want to be part of the conversation.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Like I said, we got lots to talk about, including chiming in with Roscoe Thompson. We're going to take that quick break right now. Flip side of the break. We'll get down to Abaco, find out exactly what's going on with Roscoe, all things Abaco, what's going on. Get you caught up on everything that's happening, including the flooding over the weekend. And obviously, we'll look at the headlines as well, because we got lots to talk about on the flip side of the break as the Monday, July 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Them one pie me, show me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when the thing tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer, just a kick up. And a hip-hop or calypso.
Hello.
You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up.
Long day? Hungry crew? Say less and satisfy everyone with KFC's Summer Buckets. Grab a super summer bucket and get 8 juicy pieces of fried chicken, 8 nuggets, corn, our new white rice with gravy, 4 buttery biscuits, 4 switch of pink lemonades, and 4 dessert biscuits. So whether it's on the beach, at home, or chilling with the crew, KFC's Summer Buckets starting at just $20 bring all the flavor. Summer with KFC, it's finger licking good.
Abaco, get ready for the summer's official Rum and Beer Lady Sounds present Found Fast. Found Fast. Saturday, July 5th, Morris Harbor, Abaco. At the Royal Recreational Ground. Gates open 5 p.m., $20 entry. Ladies free before 8 p.m. With Nassau and Abaco's hottest DJ. Don't miss the Beer Drinkers versus Rum Drinkers competition.
All right, pulling for the best side, I took a lick.
Damn rum for me.
Found Fast, July 5th, Abaco. Sponsored by Collect, the Mayor of the Bahamas. Drink responsibly.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. Printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
Germs can spread fast, but with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone crocus bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spike me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
On the Monday, July 7th edition of Talking Heads, you might not any company right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday edition. And it's time now to get it down there to Abaco. And let's touch base with Roscoe Thompson. As we do each and every Monday, we're now into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And let's get all caught up with Roscoe. So everybody's been texting and chiming in. What's going on with Roscoe? We got Roscoe, all right? And I managed to pry Roscoe away from family vacation. Last I saw Roscoe was with, you know, part of Double Trouble. Shout out to Jason, middle brother. Shout out to Jeffrey, youngest brother. And the whole crew over there doing that thing. How much y'all caught, man? Boy, that looks sweet this morning, boy, Roscoe. And I saw that y'all in the boat, man. I'm jealous.
Good afternoon.
I was jealous. We was ready to get a case of two a collection, a couple buckets of the KFC and say, you know, let's do the darn thing. Because, man, I know last I've been in a boat for a day like that. But like I said, look like you enjoyed yourself. But you caught? You caught anything?
No, man. We went out looking for some fish and some conch. We got about 40 conch. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Yeah, it was fun, man. It was enjoyable.
You did better than me. Last time I went out, Toby Smith took me out. And we was deep water. And you know what I caught? I caught a Cuban, but they were undersized, so I threw them back. You know, it's all about catch and release with me.
Oh, boy. You got jokes today.
Let's get caught up, Roscoe. I appreciate you chiming in as you do each and every Monday, like from the inception of the show. And I think it's important right now that let's just get the air cleared on a couple of things and keep it moving, because obviously you and I have talked off here. You and other particulars and the hierarchy within the Avenue have talked, obviously. So let's just find out where you're at today so everybody can hear it from you, you know, from the horse's mouth. Not saying you look like a horse, but, you know, from.
Hey, like I said, you know, and I told you this in our conversation, as I said, I resigned as the F&M chairman for Central South Abaco. I cannot support the candidate. I am still F&M. I, you know, at this point in time, and that's as far as I will take it, because I you don't know what lies ahead. We don't even know if we'll be here tomorrow.
That is so very true. But I appreciate you being, you know, forthright and coming back and just chiming in and reiterating so folks could actually, you know, hear it from you. I thought that was important.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot to talk about regarding Abaco. And I know Abaco remains near and dear to your heart, regardless of the political landscape.
Yeah, that
you've always been
change.
A champion, the cause of Abaco. So first and foremost, let us know what the deal is with the flooding, Roscoe. I mean, I've seen pictures that you've gotten around. I've seen other people with the pictures. What is going on in Abaco?
Well, it hit us as a storm that hit us at high tide. Our tide was coming up, and what makes it even more difficult for the water to drain in Marshall. But the sad thing about it is there's a lot of drains or a lot of wells there that are plugged up that haven't functioned since before Dorian. So a lot of that has to be re-looked at. A lot of the side roads, you know, like Pole Line Fire Road that cuts across, even up in the back there, you know, by K&S, some of them are just not functionable. And you have one main drain line that goes out to the water, to the cauldron, and the other ones on the other side, you know, just they go straight out into the cauldron too, but in two different locations. It's just not enough drainage system there to handle the rain. I think if it's clogged and working properly, it might not have been as bad. But again, when you get a high tide, it's really hard. You usually want to, but again, you don't control weather. You know, you don't control
right.
what comes ahead. But the lack of inadequate draining over there, and it's been
Roscoe.
Like that.
Let me ask you, do you think it's time now in 2025? Because I look at New Providence in certain areas, especially Pinewood comes to mind. But in other areas, you see drains being replaced. Do you think it's time, just like Mother Nature's taking its course, and those initial drains that were put down years ago by previous administrations maybe need to be upgraded, including the Family Islands?
Yeah, and just let me remind people, it's not that I'm taking shots at any administration right now. It is, our government needs to do something about it, just in general. But yeah, it's they need to be upgraded. Some of our side street drains, you know, some of them are just deep wells, you know. Water cannot drain out, especially if you get, you know, a couple hours of rain that's heavy duty and you got a high tide. It will flood Marsh Harbor. It just was a little more extreme on Saturday than, you know, what we've seen it in years.
But I mean, that was a lot of water. I cannot lie.
No,
I
know.
We had it over here as well too. And when you look around globally, you know, the rains and whatnot were unexpected. Even in the United States, we've seen flooding and tragedy
yeah,
there too.
But
so I'm glad we avoided tragedy, but at the same time, I know it was a damage to property and it was an inconvenience overall.
A lot of times the fire department, the volunteers, myself and local government, we will have the drains cleaned periodically. You know, we just can't, some of those drains, even with the nozzle that we have that is specially, you know, used for cleaning out drains, some of those drains are just so blocked up, you can't even get the nozzle down in there, you know, and it's a metal, you know, steel bar with a jet at the end. It hooks up to the hose. So some of those drains, like I said, they are just totally blocked. So it's not helping. The water has nowhere to go. But it does need to be upgraded, or, you know, some strategic deep wells need to be put in. But I think it would be making sure that all our side street grates and everything are operational and that they're running to the same, you know, cauldron. And that's very easy to do with the little camera, you know, on a line or, you know, on a snake. I mean, it's very simple to do. It's not a difficult task.
It's not rocket science.
No, it's just disappointing that it's always the residents and the locals that are doing it. And again, you get into a situation like this where, you know, central government needs to step in. They're responsible. You know, those drains haven't been cleaned or cleared out since Dorian. So
that's like 4 years, going on 4 years, correct?
4 years. That's going on 6 years now.
Six years, that's right.
You know, so it's just really frustrating, and you keep hearing, oh, a contract's going out, or they've sent somebody over there to look at it. You know, the airport's the same way. It gets really frustrating.
And bring us up to stuff on the airport. Is there anything going on with the airport?
No, it's still there. I mean, it's still operational. Like I say, I mean, they're using.
But weren't there upgrades promised?
I had to see any new upgrades to the airport. You know.
I mean, I look at it, Roscoe, and you and I've talked about it, and I've always wondered, you know, and for lack of a better word, I feel like neglect is a word we could use, especially toward Abaco and Grand Bahama. And when you look at Abaco and Grand Bahama, especially Abaco over the years, y'all have been some major contributors to what I call the bottom line. You know what I mean? Y'all make sure I get money toward the bottom line. Yeah. I don't know why there's still so much red tape and there's still lack of ease of access to getting y'all completely where y'all need to be.
I mean, just look at our port, you know, that I bring up on the show on numerous times, you know, is still there. It's no administration building. Customs and immigration are still in little container makeshift huts, you know, containers. Type things. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's, you know, you go to our airport, they didn't get the central ACs working, so they put mini splits in there. I mean, it combats for the time being, but, you know, what's going on? I mean, why is, you know, and I know it's a quasi thing of central government, the airport authority, but I mean, what you're making off of passengers coming in here to Abaco right now is unbelievable. That money should be put back into this, you know, especially the airport or your port of call. You know, I mean, that's where you're generating a lot of revenue.
Now, let me ask, we've talked about the port and stuff as well, Roscoe, but let me talk about now these new fares and fees that I see that are being added. Already our yachting industry is taking a blow. The majority of the market is now further down in the Caribbean because obviously the VAT and whatnot, and even if we remove VAT, still having to pay 14% is going to be an issue. So until somebody gets that right, we're going to have that lack of presence. But we used to have what I call day charters and day fishing trips that used to come into our waters, pay the fees, and then obviously, you know, go back home. How is the yachting situation down there and the marinas in Abaco? Are they feeling the pinch there? Are they still relying on the winter birds that have been loyal to Abaco over the years?
Well, I mean, we rely on the second homeowners and the repeat customers. But in terms of boaters, you always, even though, you know, people say sailboaters and, you know, people that don't use your marinas, they do come and eat at a restaurant now. So you do feel an effect. It might not be as great as when you have a boat harbor fold or a Harbor View marina full, or, you know, another marina. But I mean, I've had friends in the States that have said to me, hey, Roscoe, we're not coming back. Y'all are just pricing yourself way out of the market. And they got money, but they'd rather go down to DR, you know? I mean, it's, I do not know. I will say this, Norty, I've seen a lot of boat traffic here in the last couple of days, but I think that's at July. They already had that book from time. We would have to look at this in a couple months and revisit it to see, you know, the comparison. I think it's going to be a decline because you're not going to have people willing to spend. But, and then again, you have people that have money, but some of them are saying, hey, I'd rather go further south. You know, y'all are shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, but I mean, when I get complaints from Bahamian captains who've broken it down, like, Naughty, one of the luxuries we had was I was home by 7 o'clock for dinner. You know what I mean? Now I have to go way down in the Caribbean and be away from home for a month or two.
Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about the charter. Our guys are taking a hitting and a licking. I mean, something needs to be done, right? But what I'm saying is there has to be a balance here, Naughty, in terms of our pleasure cruisers coming over and the higher fees. Fishing license, you know, when you look at some of the fees that were broke down, it's, what do you say, double-edged sword to a certain extent?
Right. You know,
it catches you on one, it protects the Bahamians, but then this past weekend, you know, you get a thing of poachers down in DR, but do we have any Defense Force boats that are able to get down there now? Kind of like, you know, do y'all have fire trucks that are on hand? I mean, is there that enforcement of that availability?
And we should always be vigilant this time of year, especially because those Dominican boats that come in our waters and poach, they don't understand how they raid and pillage the water straight on up.
Yeah. And that is something that needs, but again, if you don't have the boats down there to patrol our waters and they're all broken down or, you know, they're waiting on new ones, it puts you in a predicament. How are you able to stop unless you have help from the U.S. Coast Guard? I mean, but they're only going to really notify if somebody in danger or if you have a boatload of people. I don't know if they'll get into the fishing aspect of it, but do we have the Defense Force boats that are capable of going down as we did years ago?
And we need to stop the poaching. I mean, that's one of the few industries that we can still, we need that for Bahamians. No, we can't be fished out.
I agree. The poaching of the DR and down in Cuba and that coming up here, I do have a big issue. But we also got to look too, you know, how does it affect coming from the States, the tourists also coming from the States, you know. So in one side, I do respect that they're looking out for the Bahamians, which is what we need. Now I saw an article today, I don't know how true it is, that the U.S. is going up on their visas. I don't know if it was
I heard about that, and I heard about some other fishing permits and requirements they've gone up on as well, too.
You know, so it's kind of like, here we go, tit for tat.
Tit for tat. I'm sure we've resorted to schoolyard games with our neighbors to the north. Oh, God. But I think we need to protect as many industries that should be exclusive to Bahamians as we can.
I do.
And that whole marina situation, that just ties into what I've been hearing in Abaco and Exuma and Eleuthera and, you know, stuff out of Norman's Key. And it's really a head scratcher.
That's been going on for years, man. Even when I was a kid growing up here, you had the boats come in to, you know, they would go to your traps or, you know, they would go and get whatever they want. I just think if you have the proper enforcement and regulations, you have no patrol here in Abaco. You know, so it you have a freedom to do what you want. And even if you do have a patrol, you know, who's to say, you know, couple dollars and they'll let you go. I hate to say that, but
boy, I mean, we got to really try to get things on stream with that, because like I said, it is a major industry, and if handled correctly, there's enough to go around, you know what I mean?
Oh, I agree with you 100%, but there's that balance, you know, if you don't have the enforcement to correct. Do it, you know, okay, people coming over are going to pay, but you know, you don't know what they take out. Nobody knows what they take out of this country. Right. Especially from our neighbors in the north. You know what them big boats are doing down to the...
Correct.
To the smack fishing boats and all them that go out diving. They're raping and pillaging.
It is, you know, when you look at it, when people do come in and poach, it's not just a little bit here, a little bit there. It is at vast, obscene amounts that shouldn't be going out.
And here in Abaco, some of our own locals, what they do to some of the guys and what they do in rape and pillage on the south side, which is not cool either.
We got to get it worked out. And then again, we need more presence from the Defense Force.
Yep.
Let's get to the phone lines. We got a call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, bro? I heard from you in a little while, bro. All good?
They're all good, man. Naughty, you know, there's something out in the shows earlier, right, about the amount of, constituents and what you call it, the place where Minas was. That's how we are.
Kalani, you're talking about the amount of constituents. I think they have like 7,000 in Kalani, and then another 7,000 out there in Southern Shores or whatever.
So why are they concerned about the very few in them other places? You understand?
You know,
like Micah and all the, like, you know what I mean, where the prime minister is, them 1,200 people.
But you got to look at the Boundaries Commission just went in over the weekend, so you got to see what their final cuts are and but see if something might be added out into the, between those two
Chief Justice there on the place. You know, she should at least know, you know what I mean, what's fair.
Ah, but we got to watch and see, because how many times have we seen gerrymandering with the boundary cuts, bro, over the years? You and I both old enough to...
That's worse than gerrymandering. Come on, you getting in the power with... You getting in the House of Parliament with 1,200 voters in your constituency. And then you get others with 3,000. That's the average in that, 3,000.
There's not a lot of parity in the voting blocks or in the voting numbers in constituencies. And that's why sometimes you see people try to hold on to a constituency for years and years and years. Because if it's only 1,200 votes, you only got to secure X amount to win it.
They robbing the voters. You know, in other words, some people vote just have much more power than others. That ain't no democracy. It's supposed to be 1-to-1. One man, one vote. They're getting one man, three votes.
But I'm glad, guys, man. Don't be a stranger, man. I know your Celtics lost some games, so that's maybe why you've been lying low. But we like to hear from you, man.
But you always talking about, right? Like, man, you need drones, man. Why are we making our drones? You know, all the educated people we get in this country. Why are we, you know, we ain't got no one doing no inventions. No, you know what I'm saying? What are we doing in this country? We can't make nothing for ourselves, not even a shovel, not even a screwdriver.
Boy, you got to keep chopping, man. Eventually the tree will fall, my brother. Good to hear from you, man. Always a pleasure. But like I said, good points. I mean, Roscoe making some good points. We still haven't. What have we done in the last 52 years, going on 53?
I mean, think about it.
I mean, we've had some athletic achievements, and we've had some you know, scientific achievements with Ms. Bo going into space recently, but what have we had? That was a good point. What have we done? What have we were off to such a great start. What happened? How did we get so stagnant?
I think it's opportunities in other places in the world that we don't come back. You know, job offers, you take the brightest and the smartest, or the children that go away to school. Brother,
the brand drain is real now, brother. The brand drain is real now. We feeling it.
And then you wonder why we are where we are, if we're losing a big set of our, you know, and I don't want to say educated, because you do still have a good education here, but when they go away to school or that opportunity, they don't come back. You know, I mean, think about it. You could go and be a pharmacist for $60,000 or $50,000, and then in the States, you can become a doctor of pharmacy and make $130,000. I mean, it's a big disparity unless you own your own pharmacy.
Correct. And it's everyday jobs like that pay. And I mean, so can you imagine at the corporate level where you might be getting 50, 60K here and you're making 150 over there?
Yep. And that's what
qualifications and.
Yep. And that's what hurts us. You know, a lot of our young people, they end up going away and not coming back. I see that even being said in some of our groups. You know, our youth is not returning back to the Bahamas.
I think they're the most disenfranchised portion of the spectrum of the society. That demographic is extremely disenfranchised.
Big time. I don't want to, and it's not in a bad way. It's just that I think they don't have that motivation that, you know, to come back here. What is there to come back for? I mean, Norty, just look at this administration in the last 4 years. You know, people say, oh, they needed to raise taxes. They needed to do this. But all the fees and all the burden that was put onto the Bahamian people, you know, I mean, what do we look forward to come, you know, coming back? Making half the salary, you're not making...
Correct.
It just isn't worth it.
And kids are seeing the pressure younger and younger. And I know Abaco has been affected by this, but I mean, what's your take on the headline that made, you know, national news, and we still need to talk about it more. We can't let it go to the back page. But last week we found out that 1 in 5 teens have attempted suicide. And we know that Abaco's had a couple of suicides, a couple of tragedies. I mean, I'm glad to see that Mr. Pintaud is addressing the importance of mental health in the country, because obviously somebody has to address it. We've all been affected by it. And I think these kids are feeling the effect earlier and earlier. If they can't get out, they feel like they're doomed being stuck in this country. And that's very sad to know.
And too, a lot of them could still be suffering, you know, which a lot of people don't even realize after Dorian, they was post-traumatic syndrome, you know,
correct.
Depression, PTSD. Whatever it is. A lot of people didn't know that, you know, it's something that even, I don't want to say it wasn't made light of, but they did have counseling over here, you know. I just don't think people utilize the tools sometimes that are given in that regards. But then you have this increase, 1 out of 5. I mean, think about that. I mean, that's crazy.
That's staggering. And I mean, like, you know, in talking in general and having conversations, our generation, we probably turned to other things rather than suicide. That wasn't an option. You know what I mean? But then we felt the effects of people going to alcohol, drugs, so on and right. so forth. But nowadays, these kids, that they're more accelerated than our generation and previous generations. So obviously they got right to the chase. But I think we really need to look at it. 1 in 5 have contemplated or thought about, you know, suicide. And even if it affects them, even if they don't commit suicide, because if it's a member of the pit, there's another set of emotional damage that these kids have to deal with.
Yeah. No, and I think, too, it and Naughty, I know it all starts at family, but it all starts in our education system, too, making sure you have the right people there.
Yeah, it's all hands on deck for this. We need, you know, we need the schools, we need parents, we need the church, we need the government, we need all hands on deck to fix this problem.
Because it's not an easy fix, and it's a scary when you think of that 1 of 5. So, you know, you got 5 children hanging. 1 of 5 of them have thought of, you know, committed. That's a scary thought, you know, when you sit down and really think about it.
It really is, and it's very sobering to think that in 2025 we'd have to see headlines like that. That's something that I never thought we'd see, you know, because obviously we've never been known to.
Does that show many
issues with mental health, but obviously as we progress as a society over the years, all the ills that have been thrown in are now chickens coming home to roost, and we do have a populace that has suffered a lot of mental health issues going on. Look around the streets.
And that's what I was going to say. But
homeless or, you know.
But doesn't that also come?
Displaced persons we have.
Yeah, and doesn't, you know, when you think, and I'm not blaming any government, but when you think of it, when you put such a burden on a family and you wipe out a whole class of people, let's say the middle class, and they go, you know, it's just that, are these even thought of that, you know, you are contributing to, you know, the 1 in 5, you know, I mean, they're now living on the streets, so they're not living in a, you know, it's really, as you said, it's sobering, but you know, think of it deeper. Where is it because we're lower, you know, more of lower right. class? Is it affecting the middle class? What's left of it? You know, where is it affecting us? How do you address it? You know, like you said, you name 5 things. It needs to start right there.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. We got some callers. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. Hey, Roscoe. Good afternoon to both
Good
of
afternoon.
You.
Hey, what's happening, Jeff?
Naughty, I've been very provocative to you right now for both you and Roscoe to consider. What would you consider would be the unofficial national industry that the Bahamas is not really capitalizing on? Do you still believe that tourism?
The unofficial industry that the Bahamas is not capitalizing on?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a good one.
Do you believe that tourism is...
I thought we were gung-ho in the tourism, man. We were too focused on that to be focused on anything else.
The tourism product is not owned by the Bahamian people, okay? The number one unofficial industry that our government has not capitalized on that could bring about a really, truly tangible income to this country is our fishing industry. We have no canneries here. We have an abundance of fish. We have abundance of seafood products. We have no visionary leader that could even consider sitting down and capitalizing. How could we saturate our look as well as export a whole lot of our fishing products canned in the Bahamas? We have not created an industry for that at all. And yet we're sitting down here still trying to figure out how we can recreate new industries in the Bahamas then they're staring us right in our faces, and the one sitting down who got all the power is not really coming with wisdom to even consider how do we move our country to the next level. Now, you can't say, well, you know, the Bahamian people, if you're really interested in canneries and stuff, they got to come up with the money. How can they come up with the money when they're struggling just to survive in this country to do business? The coffers that the government holds is the people's money. We need visionary leaders that's going to move our industries in this country. It cannot be the same old, same old. We have to now expand our knowledge base, expand the opportunities that we have here, and we have a government who represents the Bahamas that can actually do it. When are we going to really get serious in this country? And that is just not New Providence base. It's Abaco base. It is Grand Bahama base. It is Ackland's Crooked Island base. It's the entire Bahamas. When are we going to find visionary leaders? We don't have them. And these are the kind of conversations that people like myself, we would like to hear how our leaders with vision is going to move this country forward, not just long-term, because I can pretty much assure you that if we were to begin canning our fishing resources and start to export them, that stuff starts immediately into our economy, and long-term, after cutting deals with this one, that one, next one, around the world, sending our products around, we will have something that is sustainable for the sustainable future. But we just don't have visionary leaders. That is just one thing that I can come up with to discuss today. Okay? So I'm good just going to leave my comment
that's
there.
Some good points, yeah. Some good ideas right there, Ross. I mean, I agree. Let's get to the other call real quick. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. All right, caller, you can hit us back, man. If you had you on hold too long, hit us back. But yeah, I often thought, you know, I agree with Jeff. If we did have a proper cannery and freezing process, we could export a lot of seafood and get contracts to export a lot of said seafood and make money off it.
But if you remember, we did. I mean, Spanish Wells does one, and then we had Island Seafood. There was another big local processing that was ended up bought out by, what was it, Cisco? Or one of the,
I know they were purchased by a big conglomerate, but that's the problem. Maybe we need to look at partnering, you know, with corporations is in that. I mean, because that could really put us back in the game.
I agree with you, but it's just the same with even with sport fishing over here. You know, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you know, you'd have 70 boats, you know, in a tournament, 100 boats. I mean, you would have. Nowadays, you have 50 or 60 or, you know, sometimes you might have 75.
It's dropped off.
The Bahamas Billfish Champion was a big one that went from Treasure to Walker's to Boat Harbor to one time. I know they did it out of Paradise Island and Bimini.
Right.
You know, I mean, it does. But again, when you start hitting these people with more fees and more fees, coming into your country and the diesel fuel and granted they have the money. Do not get me wrong. I understand they're still going to spend, but they could use and save what they do and go down to the DR and it costs them a third down
Correct.
There than what it is here.
Let's get back to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's going on?
What's happening, bro?
Bonner, it's a pleasure to meet you in the outer space over the weekend. And, you know, we hear people who talk good talk, but when it comes time to walk, they fall up. Well, when it comes to your New Balance game, hit my brother.
Yeah, man. Team New Balance or nothing, man.
All day. But listen, hey, Roscoe.
Hey.
I want you to be encouraged. I want you to hang in there, man. Be encouraged. You know what I mean? Don't give up. Just hang in there. You know, if
Appreciate
I could piggyback on this boat situation, right? There are countless YouTubers who sail to the Bahamas vlogging. And right now you got a trail load of YouTubers who posting now these fees and they don't plan to come back with these absorbent fees and they wouldn't recommend people to come back because the fees are so high. You know, from $150 to $800, that's kind of outrageous. It's kind of outrageous.
It's and a huge jump. I mean, yeah. I've seen some of them videos floating around too.
Yeah, and then to add to that, you now have the choice. If you drop anchor, you have to pay an additional fee, or you have to stay in a marina. So, you know, and you have to piggyback off that. This administration had also put an exorbitant tax on the box of the Bahamian people in terms of booking. The booking
registration fee. But you notice, Carla, that the point you made up, the marina fees and whatnot, too. I mean, we got to pay attention to the marinas throughout this archipelago. There's something afoot going on with these marinas.
Yeah. No, but,
and entities looking to either control the market or have a monopoly in the market when it comes to this. And too many Bahamians survive off them over the years. It cannot go that route.
Yeah, if I could speak, I'm just speak about the boat registration fees for boaters. You know, the fees went from $100 a year to $700 a year. Then not to mention, you still got to go get the special permit to drive your boat on the trailer. So not only are they running the tourists, they're trying to kill the Bahamian people. And most of the Bahamian people, the majority of these constituencies or these islands, a huge part of their economy is fishing. So how can people survive if they can't pay to register their boat?
And that's been the cry from the past administration into this administration, especially this administration. The fishermen are still, you know, having issues.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll hang up and continue to listen.
Hold on, you and Grand Mohammedo.
Yeah.
And all that road work and stuff going down in West End and whatnot, isn't West End a predominantly big-time fishing town as well?
Well, the entire West End is a fishing village.
So shouldn't they be focusing on that as well, too?
The curve, straight down to the end, is a fishing village.
And those fishermen, I mean, from the last time you and I spoke, any updates on them, or do they still feel displaced? Do they still have those same challenges?
It's still the same thing. Not only is West End a fishing village, West End is a point, it's the first point of entry when you're coming from West Palm Beach, Miami, or Florida. It's the first point of entry into the Bahamas. So now, that huge boating community would used to come to West End, rather for the night, spend the night, then they move on to the rest of the family island, so just to come and check in. That's now gone because of the fees.
And that revenue is gone too, like you say, because of the fees. So we're feeling it Abaco, Grand Bahama, straight through.
Yeah, because you know, you would have boaters coming for the weekend. They would anchor at West End. They would go fishing. Then they would come in for the night. They would go in the community, get their conch salad, get their conch fritters, and just hang out in the community. That sector is gone.
And then obviously they'd spend within the community before they pushed out the next morning to continue that trip throughout the archipelago.
Exactly.
Well, keep us posted, brother. I appreciate you chiming in the way you do. And keep us posted in Grand Bahama, man. Definitely appreciate your contributions. And stay New Balance, bro. That's a fellow New Balance aficionado. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, Roscoe, real quick. I got to say I appreciate you and I thank you calling in, but we got to get to the phone lines. We got St. Pete on the phone line. St. Pete has been missing in action. He dropped, so I'm sure he'll call us back. We looking to hear from St. Pete. We've had a St. Pete sighting. We thought ICE had come and taken him away. All right, we got Anton on the lines. Let's get to him real quick. Talking heads.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, afternoon, Anton. What's happening?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Hi, Ross. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Doing okay, man. Sorry to hear about your nomination situation. Sorry, but I encourage you to keep holding on.
Appreciate that.
Forward. All right. Let me ask both of you a question as it relates to the Mariners. What happens if nothing severe takes place? What happens if, at the end of the day, we see a steady and continued increase in Mariners coming to our countries, even withstanding the increase in fees?
Now, repeat that last portion, Anton. I make sure I'm going to get it clear.
From both of you, before I say something else, I'd like to know what would be your thoughts, withstanding the increase in fees, if we continue to see a steady increase in Mariners coming to our country.
That would be great. It's a matter, we won't be able to compare that until a year from today to know exactly how we were affected in July and how we were affected in this July. But I do think over the next couple of months, you will know, you know, with winter and that, you'll see, that will give you a good idea too.
Well, as it stands now, Anton, we've seen about a 60% loss in the industry. So I definitely agree with Roscoe. You need to let it play out for the year and have an honest look at it within a year and see, because of the seasons that are involved with the boating as well, and look at it and revisit it and say, okay, do these fees make sense or do they not make sense? Are Bahamian captains and charters and marinas benefiting, not benefiting? And then we have to look at the bigger picture and maintaining the product that's been successful for numbers of years, especially with the marinas, with numerous Bahamians benefiting off of what I call import business, i.e. food deliveries, laundry facilities, shopping, liquor stores, so on and so forth. You have to restock. You have to refuel. So obviously there were a lot of businesses that made off of these yachts that were here. And to know that we've lost about 60%, close to 60% of the industry because of fees, that's sobering.
Okay, so there's my thing. Along the lines of what you just spoke to, I agree that that is perhaps the most important consideration in the whole chain to ensure that persons who rely on the industry continue to benefit primarily from the industry, especially Bahamians. Bahamians continue to benefit primarily from the industry with an even more focus, commitment on ensuring that Bahamians who operate in the industry start to the end, from when they arrive to when they leave, continue to benefit and continue to benefit even more. The next thing to my mind is, look, maintaining this industry, I don't know when was the last time the government of the Bahamas had a review of the cost, right? But I believe it has been grossly unfairly priced to the expense of the Bahamian people, to the expense of the tax. How crazy is it that in order for tourists to come to our country, who are amongst the most wealthy on the planet, Bahamians has to foot that bill? How crazy is that? How crazy is that? The government has to be prepared to continue to conduct the analysis and the reviews to ensure that we are coming out at least cost. Even if profit isn't being made from that industry, we are coming out at least cost, and to ensure that the entire chain from the mariners arrive into the country, like you were speaking to, Nori, and tell the mariners of the country that Bahamians are benefiting specifically, and only Bahamians are benefiting from each aspect of whatever makes up that chain to provide services to the mariners coming to our country. But I don't think the mariners, who are amongst the most wealthy in the world, would have an issue with an increase under $1,000 if they can see where the quality of service is being provided, the security is being provided, and the customer service is also there to substantiate that cost increase.
But Anton, which you have to look at sometimes, you know, when you have a market and you drive it into the ground and you get the normal players in that market out of the market because it's been driven into the ground, then you have one or two entities to try to build the market back up. And I'm thinking maybe, you know, with some of these fees, that might be, you know, where this thing is headed. And we got to get to the break, so I don't want you to think I'm cutting you off, but it'd be very interesting to connect the dots in all of this. And there's a lot of allegations swirling. You know, maybe you could get an answer from the AG. I know you're good friends with Ryan Pinder. Maybe you could get an answer from him and he could point us in the right direction as far as the marinas go. And then we could connect some more dots from there.
Cause we got some jokey leaders in a jokey town. A tree ring circus, what a bunch of clowns. They're joking and they're jiving, but they're messing around. We got some jokey leaders, what a bunch of clowns. We got some jokey leaders running a jokey town. A tree ring... All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa! Buenos dias! It's Monday! It's me, Cuban Willie, and it's time for your numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game.
Y tres pelotas, 7-3, 8-7-3-8.
Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
Hear that? That's not just a crunch. It's the sound of flavor turning up. Introducing the Doritos Kentucky Chicken Sandwich, a delicious combination of KFC's juicy original recipe extra large filet, stacked with real Doritos nacho cheese chips for a loud, cheesy crunch in every bite. It's bold, it's crunchy, and it's only $8.95. Everyone's chasing the crunch. Don't be the one who missed it. KFC and Doritos, a crunch that's finger-licking good.
The technicians at Muffler World on Mackey Street and Robinson Road can do a lot of things to make your car perform better. Like make sure the wheels are properly aligned, and that your brakes actually work, and that your car is using the correct oil, and in fact, has oil. Those same techs can replace your entire exhaust system. Check out Muffler World for the top-of-the-line Walker muffler. Now, if you want your ride to sound rude, Muffler World can help you there too with a system by Flowmaster. Muffler World, Mackey Street and Robinson Road. Mufflers and a whole lot more.
Our beloved Bahamas is celebrating 52 years of freedom, pride, and progress and memory. At the Brass and Leather Shop, we've proudly stood with you throughout the years, serving you with quality and care. This Independence, we say thank you for your continued support. We wouldn't be here without you. Come celebrate with us. We look forward to seeing you at any of our locations, Mall at Marathon, Charlotte Street off Bay Street, or the Luggage Store in Centerville. The Brass and Leather Shop, proudly Bahamian since day one. Happy 52nd Independence, Bahamas.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
There's a richness to the Bahamas that you have to taste to understand. Depending on which island you're on, the Bahamas can be a dilly-infused rum or a guava liqueur with hints of pineapple. The Bahamas can also be a soothing herbal blend. At Bahamas Botanicals and Islands and Keys, we know the Bahamas is complex and diverse, so we couldn't fit it all in just one bottle. Visit any Bristol Wines and Spirits location and enjoy the taste of the archipelago. From cascarilla to coconut and everything in between, Bahamas Botanicals. Keep close to your roots. Please drink responsibly, 18 and over.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 9 FM.
From what dear you may find out, certain people not like me.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Bahamas Botanicals, distributed by Bristol, Bahamas Alt Island Promotion Board, Brass and Leather, Burger King, City of Hope, John's Department Store, Click, KFC, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, Muffalo World, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Monday, July 7th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. I know Pearly will be joining us shortly. He is the birthday boy, so we will be talking to him in short order. But let me get a couple of texts. We're still waiting to hear from St. Pete. St. Pete said he's going to call back, but no, Ice didn't get him. But here's a couple of texts from the previous conversation I had with Roscoe Thompson in the first hour. Naughty, you won't be able to on the up cost until when time to register for the new year in December, because most of the boaters already paid up for the year. Good afternoon, Naughty. The fees are to the roof for the local and for the visiting yachts. Captain's license and boat registration fee went up 300%. Wow. Excuse me. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, what's up, Naughty?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, I know you're young for a little while.
The great Skiller Boo. What's going on, Skiller?
Everything good. Listen, I call in to find out something. Who the fella, you know the fella was the 36 pick who we did pick up?
The 36 pick who we picked up?
LAL.
Yeah, that was a kid that we traded for from the University of Arkansas.
Pick.
And he was he could have been a first rounder, but he dropped to the second round. You know how the draft goes, but yeah. Huh? He's definitely a good one for the Lakers.
That's why I asked him. I called in you now to find out what position he's played.
He plays forward.
He's a forwardy.
Yeah, and he plays stretch. Okay. He could actually play two guard and both forward positions.
So you get any stocks on him?
Well, first of all, I mean, he was the leading scorer for Arkansas.
Oh, he used to play with Arkansas.
He played for Arkansas. Oh. All right.
They know they move up to pick him, right?
Like I said, they moved up in the second round from 55 to 45, then 45 to 36.
They gone to 36.
To draft him.
Yeah.
And I'll get you his name right now, but he played at Arkansas, and he was their leading scorer. So obviously, you know, he comes with pedigree. And like I said, Adu Thero is his name. First name is Adu, second name Thero, T-H-I-E-R-O. And they took him 36 overall, 6'7" or 6'6", 6'7" in that neighborhood.
Oh, good.
And can score, puts the ball in the bucket and is aggressive, good on the rim. So that helps with Luka, and he's a good rebound and he plays good defense. He's a good young piece.
You watched the game with them in the Heat yesterday?
Yeah, I watched the game with the Heat and the Lakers. I saw some good things from some of the young players, especially on the Lakers side. We got Cole Swider back, which is good because previously, when he was with us, he did a good job scoring the ball, but we ended up letting him go. He bounced around, but he's back now, and hopefully he'll stick. If you look at it, he had 20 yesterday. Stewart had 14. Bronny James had 10. Dalton Connect had 4. He's not shooting well for the summer league, but we know he could actually shoot and play, so that's not a problem. Basically, the point guard, I did a good job. He had 16. Rice had 13. So you'll see a lot of these guys on the Lakers G League team in the near future.
Naughty.
Yeah.
The guard would Lakers pick up from Dingham. Where'd he come from? He come from Dingham now? What's the damn name? You know the guys with Lakers?
Well, we picked up a bunch of free agents. I mean, who are you talking about?
Sacramento? They say one guy.
Laravia. You talking about Laravia. He's a stretch forward. He replaced in Dalton Finney-Smith. And he's a pretty good shooter from the outside. I think if he's given some minutes to play, he might actually do something.
Okay, then. Well, anyhow, I can finish doing it.
All right, Skiller. Good to hear from you, my brother, as always. Always good to hear from Skiller. I'm surprised we hear from him in the offseason, you know? Normally he'll call in the midst of basketball to look out for LeBron, but I guess football coming up. So, you know, we'll see. Definitely, let's get to what we normally do here. I'm talking heads when we set off the sports. You got to set it off with today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And on this day, July 7th, in sports history, a couple of things happened. 1937, during the All-Star game, Earl Averill hit a line drive that broke one of Dizzy Dean's toes. 1953, the Dodgers set a major league record when they got a home run in their 24th consecutive game. 1964, Shea Stadium hosted its first and only All-Star game. 1985, Boris Becker became the youngest first unseeded and the first German player to win the Wimbledon men's finals. 1990, Martina Navratilova won a record 9th Wimbledon women's singles title. 2003 in Florida, Darrell Armstrong of the Orlando Magic was arrested after being accused of fighting with a female police officer outside a nightclub. Armstrong was booked into the Orange County Jail on charges of battery on a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest without violence. Sports quote of the day, before you can win a game, you have to not lose it. Chuck Noll, ex-Pittsburgh Steelers head coach, and one of the best to ever do it. Mr. Producer, do we have Pearly yet? Let me know if we got Pearlissimo chimed in. If not, we'll keep an eye out for him. But like I said, we are talking sports. And I'd be glad to get Pearly to chime in on his birthday. We got to talk about that 18-2 or 18-1 Dodgers shellacking. You know? Because, the Dodgers took one over the weekend. So let's see. All right, so do we have St. Pete back? Yeah, St. Pete, you can call back if you want, man. I'm trying to find out if you are right, St. Pete. Give me a buzz. Let us know how you're doing there, St. Pete. We all thought ICE had you, boy. I thought people put mouth on you on this end and ICE came and got you. Glad to know ICE didn't get you, but we still want to hear from you. But yeah, when we look at it, though, and we get into who's in it, of course, before we get into that, obviously we got to get into the sports, the local scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And like I said, we got lots to talk about local sports-wise, too. Let's have a gander at that. VJ Edgar, man, posted a double-double in his debut, and my, what a double-double it was. 13-26 from the floor. 28 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 blocks in 30 minutes of action. He was 13-27 from the field, but he was only 1-7 from three-point range and 1-3 at the free throw line. So that might be nerves, but still, I mean, overall body of work. Can't complain with 28 points and 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks. That free throw shooting and those three-pointers, that shooting will only improve. They lost to the Jazz 93-89, but it was a stark difference between Edgecombe and Ace Bailey, the fifth overall pick of the 2025 draft. He had a quiet night. He only ended up with 8 points and 7 rebounds. He shot 3 of 13 from the field, 1 of 5 from three-point range. So definitely Edgecombe has the advantage right now and made like the smarter franchise for selecting him over Bailey. All right. The Bahamas finishes tied for fifth at the CAGC. The Bahamas ended their run at the 68th Caribbean Amateur Golf Championship with a fifth-place finish at the Barbados Golf Club in Bridgetown, Barbados on Friday. So good stuff there. I mean, probably not the results they wanted, but still a fifth-place finish is not bad at all. And another strong showing from our young athletes. The Bahamas came up just a bit short for the third straight title, at the 2025 North American Central American Caribbean Athletic Association, NACACA, Under-13 and Under-15 Age Group Championships, which wrapped up on Sunday in Managua, Nicaragua. The Bahamas 8-member team finished with 27,972 points. Excuse me, trailing Grenada, which won the two-day meet with 27,993 points. Jamaica was the early leader, but one of their athletes suffered a major injury, which took them out of the contention for the overall title. Barbados finished third overall with 27,716 points. Came up short against a very strong Grenada team, but we walk away proud, said Team Bahamas head coach Nikita Sears-Knowles. So keep an eye on those youngsters and what they're going to continue to do. And that's still a good showing within the region as well, too. Just missed it by a little bit, so they weren't that far off. Good to see that we got some youngsters in the pipeline getting ready to do that thing. All right, we got St. Pete on the line. Let's check in with St. Pete. Talking head, St. Pete, what's going on, man?
What's up? What's up, man? Hey, look, I'm not in Gitmo, and I'm not in Alligator Alcatraz, okay?
Man, listen, I was getting ready to play Vanilla Ice for you, boy. Ice, baby, because I thought Ice done had you. We thought Ice done snatched you first and foremost.
No, man. Hey, check it out. You remember when I had that surgery, I had to get my knee done over again when I had the accident.
Right.
When I went back to the rehab center in Bay Pines Medical Center, I picked up an infection.
Oh, no.
They had to go back in and they had to put a PICC line in my arm and they had to go back in and you know,
wow.
Let me tell you something, man. I went into depression, man, because, you know, they were saying if I don't heal, I could end up losing my leg, man. I went into depression. I really wasn't talking to nobody. But, you know.
Well, you know, especially when you're depressed. I can make you laugh at some point.
Yeah, so I'm over here in the Tampa VA. Just, you know, it's healing up now, you know what I'm saying? But at the room, when I was in the VA hospital in St. Pete, at Bay Pines, I was in a room with somebody else. You know, you're around a bunch of old veterans, so I'm isolated by myself over here in Tampa. So I'm getting, you know, when you get older, you don't heal as fast as what. But I'm, you know, I'm healing up now. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm down, but I'm not out. You know what I'm saying?
And, no, but I know at the end of the day, you're a proud of him, and this ain't gonna keep you down at all. Glad to know that it is healing, and that the knee is on demand, and you don't risk losing it. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, my cousin died. She called me. I said, you better call Naughty. Naughty talking, but I catch.
I was getting a little worried about you. He was getting worried about you, man. Yeah, man, he was wondering, me and MJ and Pearly and the rest of the crew, Muff Roll and all them was worried about you.
I'm all right, man, but, you know, I'm alive, man. You know, most important thing, you know, I'm going to be in top over here probably for the end of this month, you know what I'm saying? First time I've been, I haven't eaten barbecue on the 4th of July, you know what I'm saying? But I want to say happy early Independence Day to the whole Bahamas, you know what I'm saying?
No problem, man, and we want to let you know we're glad to hear from you, man. Because you had us worried, yeah, man, but glad to know you on the man, man. And we're going to put some prayers up for you. And feel free to call us anytime. This ain't Pete. You know you are, boy.
I'm not an alligator. I'm good.
You want alligator, Ali, but you down there in Chrome. They broke out the old section of Chrome for you.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm your healing up because, you know, I'm in a 24-hour nurse care, so... You know, I'm healing, I'm getting ready. But let me tell you something, man. When they told me I could have lose my leg, man, I ran into depression, man. You know, depression is real, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
That is very true, man. And a lot of people suffer from it in different ways and shapes and forms every day, man. So, you know, it's good, man, to know you're on the mend, too, and you're not depressed. You don't have to be depressed there, St. Pete. You can call me every afternoon. In the afternoon, you know, we'll talk some shizzle, man. We'll get you moving.
Yeah, I'm moving, you know. I'm up because, you know, like when I first came over here, man, you know, people, you got to give respect to these caregivers, man, because the stuff they go through, man, you know, people, you know, when you got to get you up, you know, I also have trouble getting, I could walk to the bathroom, but they had to get you up.
You should have some fun, man. Have some fun with them while they're there. Like, what you should do, like, is, like, get some apple juice. You know what I mean? And then, like, when ain't nobody looking, tell them, you know, you had to go in the cup, man, and you couldn't help it. You didn't know what to do, so you guess you're going to drink it. And just freak them out, have fun with them.
Listen to me. I get a Cuban nurse over here from your daddy hometown. And she comes in, when she works, she off the day, but she comes and she give me, hey, Poppy. She give me a nice sponge bath, you know. Man, I say, boy, this could get this. I can.
Sound like you staying in a massage parlor, not the rehab center. But anyway, that's a different story for another day. What you need to do is tell them to take you out for some arroz con pollo, or let you run to the board and get you some Taco Bell.
Yeah, man, I know everybody's so used to me calling, but you know, I just thank God I'm alive, man. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Well, we gonna put up a big prayer. A big prayer request for you today, man, and we can keep you in our thoughts and prayers, St. Peter. Yeah. Make sure to call us and check in so we know you're doing well, okay?
Tell Pearly, producer, and then tell your wife, AJ, I say, I'm alive.
I will let all of them know, and they'll be glad to hear it, man.
All right, man. You take
all right, St. Pete, continue to hear.
Once again, happy early Independence Day 242.
Make sure to call us on Independence, but yeah, I will spread the word, St. Pete. Glad to know you're doing well, bro. All right? Mad love from us to you all. Be safe, eh? All right, Mr. Producer, we have the birthday boy lined up. So before we let the birthday boy in, I think you need to drum up that music. Let that song play for Pearly, man.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Oh, did I eat up all the food? Did I drink down all the rum sweet? We can scrape it dance all night long to the sounds of the ancient man. Night, you done blow your candle. You done open all your gifts. We done sing a happy birthday. And yet done made a birthday wish. While my mind asking a question. Lord, I wonder who it will be.
give your first piece of birthday cake too. Oh Lord, my goodness me.
And anger be me, it probably be it Max Andre. That's probably who get it. Stray get him, wrap around his finger, eight times. Perlissimo, the birthday boy. What's going on, my brother?
Yeah. Thank you very much, guys. Thanks a lot.
Happy birthday, man. For me and MJ and the boys, man, much love. We hope you have a great day. You know, you're a big part of our family, and we want you to have a great day. I want you to enjoy this and many, many more. I don't want to put your age out there because I don't think I could count that high. But, you know, anybody who could tell us, man, you know, they witnessed the move of the Brooklyn Dodgers to Los Angeles. Man, we know.
I did not witness that.
You're in Methuselah. You all been hanging out. So it's all good, Master Jedi. Happy birthday, my brother.
If you ask me how old I am, I'm old enough to drink in the States.
Okay. All right. I'll take that as you old enough probably to drink in the States 3-4 times over.
You know, let's not mess up a good story with the facts, all right?
Okay, no problem. But yeah, happy birthday, Pearly. Mad love from all of us. Who's sending you happy birthdays as well, too.
Thanks, Chris.
But yeah, man. So we got lots to talk about coming in off the weekend. Obviously, DJ Edgecombe made a great impression in the Summer League so far with his first game, 28 points, 10 rebounds.
He had a slam dunk. Oh my goodness. But he's playing, I think, tonight against I forget the name of the guy who went to Utah, Isaiah Bailey or Ace Bailey or something like that.
Ace Bailey, yeah. That played tonight. Ace Bailey only had 8 points the other night, 3 of 13 shooting. I think Philadelphia made the right choice selecting VJ over Ace Bailey. For sure.
Yeah, I think that was
clearly the better choice.
And
so I'm glad to see that. But yeah.
At least the better fit. Yeah.
Correct. And that should be an interesting game tonight, too. I'm looking forward to catching that.
Yeah. I look forward to it as well.
And more rumors out of LA apparently is bought out in Phoenix, which looks like that might be the case. He could be signed by the Lakers.
He's one. The Lakers just signed LaRavia, something like that.
LaRavia, which I think if he gets an opportunity to play Pearly, that's going to end up working out for us.
Yeah, he can shoot.
He's got some potential, and he's going to come in and replace Dorian Finney-Smith. That's who he's the replacement for.
Yeah.
And we let him go. We wasted a first round pick thinking we could re-sign him, and we did it.
Yeah, that was.
And he's another one that's off to Houston.
Yeah. Had a rough weekend this weekend, man. Dodgers got swept. No, let me phrase it. Dodgers got embarrassed this weekend.
I know that's your birthday, and I don't want you to cry on your birthday, but notice how you sound, right?
Uh-huh.
We hadn't Dodgers told cut, you know what? It's you come back to earth. You ain't that guy no more. You know, that humble pie, I just make you come back, catch your senses quick.
If the three losses was impactful, I would be upset. I mean, we still got a 7.5 game lead over the Giants and the Padres. Still got a better record than the Yankees. So, I mean, let's see what happens tonight in Milwaukee. Yamamoto going tonight. We'll see what happens.
Yamamoto, whatever, man. He's let me down sometimes. I stand away from him, man.
No, it ain't him. The Dodgers have let him down. They average like 2 runs a game with him, which is ridiculous. They don't score runs when he's pitching. You put that pressure on him like that. I mean, you can't, you know, if they score runs like they score for Kershaw, other than Yamamoto and Lewis. And speaking of Kershaw, you see he's the commissioner's legend pick for the All-Star game, so he'll be...
No, I was too busy watching a young Bahamian by the name of Gerardo Chisholm Jr. make the All-Star team for the New York Yankees. Yet another, you know, Yankee in pinstripe making the All-Star team.
How many Yankees are on the All-Star team? Jazz and Judd? Who else?
It doesn't matter how many are on the team, Pearly. It only matters if Jazz is on the team. But I think it's 3.
But it's very happy for Jazz. I mean, I was excited. It's the second time, once as a Marlin.
I think it's Judge, Jazz, and Freed. And can't forget Freed.
Yeah.
And then the big monster. So, I mean, good stuff there. Let's get to the phone line show because we got some callers on the line. Talking heads.
Hello.
Talking heads.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Independence, Naughty, and the Bahamas, and happy birthday, Pearly, and everyone else who's celebrating today.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, you're welcome. I was just calling to find out, as a fan of Sparky, if he'll ever be able to call back in any of the programs.
I'm going to have to confer to corporate on that. But once I confer to corporate, I should be able to let you know this week, once corporate lets me know. So we'll see if we can get Sparky back on. But I know you're listening. We might have lost you, caller. But I know you got to remind Sparky, though, that you got to behave with the people who's going to bat for him, though.
Yeah,
Sparky, then he's like to freak himself out a little bit.
Yeah, you go put him on. And I don't mind. I have no problem with Sparky coming on when I'm hosting. I have absolutely no problem. But Sparky, you got certain things. You got to have some kind of decorum and respect, you know.
And you know me, once corporate gives a mandate, I don't trouble corporate.
Yeah, no,
corporate don't trouble me. You know that kind of thing?
No, I got you. But the bottom line is if
corporate doesn't trouble me, then they don't hear MG on the show enough. But outside of that, me and corporate are right, you know?
I got you. Well,
notice corporate, have you noticed something, Pearly?
Uh-huh.
Corporate will show up and does corporate walk in the back and tell you hello on a Thursday?
Not once in a while. I think he's done it maybe once or twice.
Wait, corporate religiously will come in there and stand Friday to hail MJ. I've been there 3 years. Corporate ain't come in there yet.
Uh-oh.
Maybe once, because they thought it was a fire. At least he had the courtesy to tell me it might be burning. Outside of that, corporate just be running outside. Anyway, I can leave that.
But, very honest with you.
That's why I prefer legal over corporate, because legal has more of a sense of humor than corporate.
I gotcha. All right.
Corporate like to wear too much Mr. Robinson sweaters, whereas legal, you know, they cool. They wear the sport jacket, no tie, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. Shout out to corporate and legal, who are both listening at the same time.
I'm glad you said it, not me.
That's when I'm here, Flop, early. No, but let's talk to Miami Dolphins, man. You got Minka back, but a lot of people talking about Pittsburgh fleeced you, Pearly. I mean, do you see it?
No. I think we got the battle of the trade. We got it all.
Now, every Dolphin fan has said that repeatedly. Like, did you all have some sort of little prayer meeting and say, this is our story, we sticking to it?
The bottom line is, Jono Smith looked good last year based on the way the scheme the Dolphins ran, and Tua hit him a lot. That's not the way he flourished is not what Rodgers does. And that could be an issue. All right. So that might be a concern there. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in Miami. They can't bring Waller out of retirement. So it gives me reason to believe that the Dolphins are not quite finished. I think they're going to make a move for a cornerback and a move for another tight end.
All right, well, I'm hearing Schoonmaker did it, so that might be a real possibility. Let's go to the phone. Muff on the line.
That was up there, but I don't know. I think that's kind of dead now.
Muff, what's going on, Muff Roll?
You know what's going on, man. You know what's going on. Happy and strong, bro. Yeah, if you all know, when Pearly asked, yes, no, Pearly's pulling for the Lakers when it was the Minnesota Lakers. So that's tell you how old he is. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I got a personal bottle of Absolute for you with 2 cranberry. I could call you tomorrow and find out when you're home, and I could drop it off by you.
I appreciate that, my brother. I would do good damage to that. Yes, absolutely, and cranny.
That's me and your brand. But not
yes,
the brand you're talking about, the Dodgers and the Yankees guess drop off a 7-game losing streak.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Let me do my impersonation. Hold on, let me do my impersonation of our Prime Minister. In relation to your question, Mr. Speaker, at this point in time, the member is not prepared to answer that kind of question.
Can your boy call in too, man? The Yankee fan who like calling and picking up the Yankees. Did you tell him you're there? And St. Pete, yeah, man. Can you hear
I spoke to my fellow Yankee fan, and he would also like to say, Mr. Speaker, at this time, the member is also not prepared to answer this line of questions.
But like you always say, DJ look good.
And
oh, yeah,
St. Pete, St. Pete, you miss St. Pete. St.
He look good, boy. With him, if he could stay solid. And then with Moxie
And the rest of them, man, that should be a solid game. Maybe they can't touch Miami Heat now, but they should be solid.
Yeah. DJ, I think, might be the early contender for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, but are you watching?
You know what I find the most annoying thing?
Jimmy Buckets look alike, boy. They play something alike,
yeah, they do look alike. A younger Jimmy Buckets. But I'll tell you what annoys me. You have sportscasters. They're already putting Cooper Flagg in the Hall of Fame.
Ready.
So, not since the Hick from French Lick, Larry Bird, have they had anything that's been American-made this good that has blonde hair and blue eyes and a jump shot, brother.
Okay.
Let them have their moment.
Yeah, the white girl. Let me know someone else here. I can continue to listen. You all be safe.
All right,
thanks, bro. Take care.
Buddy, maybe they'll be so enthralled with having Cooper Flagg that they might loosen the reins some more on the quarterback position, because that's slowly but surely going to the minorities. You know what I mean? So maybe they got a death grip on that and hang on to Cooper in order to better sports all the way around.
I got you.
All right. Happy birthday, Pearly, from the North Carolina Connection.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mark text lines. What are you telling them about playing around with drinking apple juice when swallowing chamberlain? Is it really? No, sir. And listen to that reference text. Where you find chamberlain from? I mean, it is a common known fact that chamberlain is considered an archaic term. But I know what you're getting at. Yeah, the apple juice is to disguise the fact that it's not chamberlain, that it makes you think you're drinking chamberlain. You should try it. Since you say that, you know, you talk using that term chamberlain, I think you probably have a chamber pot that you could collect your chamberlain in. Maybe next time you should put apple juice in your chamber pot and freak some people out. You'll get a good laugh, I promise.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyhow, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello, Naughty.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good.
I hope you don't mind me talking something other than sports on this, because I get frustrated as I drive around the town today and I see people painting up the medians and the verges, right? You know, those white things that you that protect the soil from running into the street?
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why they're wasting their money painting that when all the roads got holes in it, money fixing the holes.
It's called deflection.
Well, I think maybe the potholes can get fixed with that surplus money.
Huh?
I think the potholes can get fixed with the surplus money.
Yeah, but look how long we got to wait for that.
Yeah, but you see what's going on now? Some things, something happening out there.
But ain't nothing happening by painting it. And if I could draw another matter to your issue, there's the development right opposite the office of the Prime Minister. They now using that as a parking lot.
Yeah, we've seen that. We've been noticing that.
Sorry?
I said we've been noticing that. You're talking about the medium directly in between the parking lot and the new property out there. The Wynn, correct? The Goldwyn.
Goldwyn is the place. Right between there, they're using that as a parking lot. I thought it was illegal to park on those on the median.
Well, all I know is they better make sure the median look pristine and green when they finish.
Well, it ain't.
That's another contract.
They even parking on the sidewalks out there.
You know, just really get me in that area. Call a big sign at Goodman's Bay. No parking on the grass. Ride down to Goodman's Bay on Saturday and Sunday and look what's going on there.
Well, that's another thing. In the afternoon, too.
Everybody in their mod has been parked up on the grass.
Every evening around 6 o'clock, you see the place got more cars on it.
And you know the ultimate indignation? That Go Slow Bend has not been fixed yet. You got all that plywood up there. It looks like a monstrosity. And now, to make it worse, the promoters have now decided to put their big banners hanging up on that eyesore out there to make it look even more disgusting. And I just like to say, hey, to the promoters, for bosses and bodies, get your promotion over, yuck your darn flag, yuck it down. Take down that big billboard.
Yeah. Okay, sorry for interrupting your sports talk.
No, man. We appreciate the call. I'm glad you brought that up. That's some good talking points you mentioned. I was talking to Roscoe, but yeah, that's valid points.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And you know something else, too? I'll be honest with you, caller. You know, a lot of people say, Ben Lass, have you seen the slope with foreign migrants come into the country? We haven't. I think they got tunnels and they're coming up through the potholes. That's why we don't see the sloops no more.
I don't know why they think that more. There's a big hole just opposite the Levy building. It's been there now for 3 weeks. And they wouldn't fix that, but they painted the bridges.
Because the bridges need to look good. That'll distract you from the potholes. You'd be like, not a sick, that's some pretty bridges, eh? As you fall in the potholes.
Yeah, just don't drive on the road.
But I think I will slow time and look for them because it's ridiculous.
Appreciate you. Probably let's get to the other callers. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what you saying, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Everything good. Pearly, happy birthday, man. Take up yourself.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I hope you done had your little cocktail, you know, give thanks to God and you know, just enjoy it, man. More life.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
Listen, I agree with you when you say, man, you ain't see this type of crowning by these media houses, a Cooper flag. This man ain't play one NBA game yet, and they got it. Like
exactly.
He can be the best thing since sliced bread, but not even touch on it, man. That blonde and blue eyes, you know, you got plenty.
Can't you see when it comes to basketball, mainstream media in America right now are trying to have like the Ken and Barbie scenario going on with Caitlin Clark and Cooper Flagg?
Yeah, Cooper Flagg.
And I'll be honest with you, Carla. I'm just waiting. You know, I was wondering.
But if you can do that for him, do it for everybody who could. Because my boy VJ looks like he come in to spoil the Cooper Flagg party this year.
VJ gonna be rookie of the year, and we as Bahamians need to rock that vote for VJ from the break.
Right.
Yeah.
We hope he is rookie of the year, but you know you got plenty of them blonde hair, blue eyes who is actual voters. I'm naughty, so I want to be sure.
Well, for God's sake, VJ better not say that he liked Kobe and Kobe is one of his favorite players. He better not say
that. You know that one will be funny.
I'm telling you now, though. One thing I'm happy about that I do thank the media for. I was wondering who I was going to hate on after LeBron retired. Yeah. You know what I mean? Now I'm equal opportunity. I hate guys and girls because Caitlin right there for the total all this hate. And Juju Watkins reach, it really could be on and popping.
Oh, yeah. So you got somebody to direct that energy to. But listen.
Of course.
My Lakers looking good, man. We making some good pickups. Like I tell Pearly last week, must be Thursday or Friday, I tell Pearly, you and him, we putting you all on temporary contracts. You all ain't back full time yet.
In the words of my late broadcast friend, Mr. Darryl Miller, I never left.
Let's straighten it out. I told him it was you who said you went on a self-imposed exile. And he keeps saying I went with you, and I told him I always challenged you on that.
But here's the funny thing. If it's a self-imposed exile, I'd say when I'm coming back, and I'm back.
Well, you see, you started off as self-imposed, but then we say, since you won't be in exile, we can put you in exile for true.
But so now, maybe Pearly, listen, maybe
and,
hey, hold on.
We'll
maybe
see if
Pearly.
You behave yourself this season.
Maybe Pearly could go to bat because he's a longer standing Laker than me, but I'm sure I'm a longer standing Laker than you.
Well,
and the big
right,
thing
you're
about
right,
it
you're
is.
Right. I was born in the 90s. I only been around from Kobe and Shaq time, so y'all got more.
Correct. Right. Oh, so you can't tell me when I come over. Your daddy can tell me, your uncle can tell me, your cousin, your oldest cousin can tell me, but not you.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness, man.
I can learn my dad.
I got the championship in Magic before you born.
But I will tell you, one thing you can rest assured of, I am good friends with the new owner of the Lakers. He actually took my call. Because I was calling for Jeannie Buss to tell Jeannie goodbye and, you know, I'd still support. And she let me talk to him because he was in the office. And trust me, he don't like LeBron just like I don't like LeBron. So the Lakers could be fine in a matter of a year or so. I promise you.
I appreciate greatness. I like Jordan. I love Kobe. I love LeBron. I just love
that. And let's be honest. If he's willing to buy a championship for the Lakers, like how he's buy championship for the Dodgers, I don't have no problem with that.
Yeah, that's a different story. Leave Pearly Dodgers alone. Love you all, man.
Bye.
Take care, brother. Take care.
Let's get to the club. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. All right, hit us back if you drop caller. Let me get to these other texts real quick. Good evening, Naughty. Happy birthday to that old Chip and Ham guy. Hope his Dodgers didn't hurt his feelings this week. But 18-1 had my feelings hurt, so I know his feelings hurt. Hope them Lakers do his part good this summer. Hope the deep fry is still on tap. We know you love the Yankees, and be prepared for a Dolphin disappointment. But happy birthday, Pearly. I guess you know who that come from, Pearly.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Thank you, my brother.
Naughty, there's famous bush medicine from a Lutheran Long Island made from jambalaya. I'll take your word for it. Thank you. Naughty, and speaking of deflections, why don't they paint with reflective paint? That's a great idea, Texter. They should. Because some people just be bucking up on the verges because they can't see the verges. Anyhow, but yeah, probably, do you think that your owner of the Dodgers is going to make those kind of moves to free up some talent in LA, like how he does?
The owner got money like this. It's not so much about that. Like how some owners don't want to do things because they don't want to kill their profit line. He's in it to win. He wants to say, I have championships. So he's going to do what it takes to get a championship in LA really soon, as he did when he bought the Dodgers, and as he's still doing with the Dodgers, and not breaking any rules and not being exorbitant, but still making a nice profit in LA.
That's good stuff.
But being smart. That's, you know, when you sign a player like Otani making, like, the Dodgers making tons of money out of Japan alone, just out of Japan. The money they making in endorsements out of Japan is actually paying Otani's check.
All right, Texas says, Naughty, Yamamoto will get spanked all over the park tonight. I don't know why Pearly is running on about Yamamoto. I'll burn up his Dodger dogs in the air fryer. But what I do want to ask Pearly is, what will the Lakers get in return for LeBron this season along with Bronny? Because they will be traded. I have a feeling that trade is coming at some point, Pearly.
It's probably going to be like maybe a second-round pick or maybe a couple, maybe two or three second-round picks and a couple of players that you got. For LeBron.
No, they're going to get some first-round picks for LeBron.
If they get a first-round pick, it'd be a team that with him could win a championship or be in the money for a championship, but not a team that's going to battle. But if he's going to go to a team with a sure championship, they'll give up a first-round pick. But if it's a team that ain't sure, they'll give up maybe like three second-round picks, and maybe like a couple of players. Because you know you got to trade money for money there.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of people don't want to play with him. I hear there was not too many suitors looking for LeBron when it was this time.
Well, there were some teams looking at him. The Knicks are serious. I think the Knicks are a serious contender. And I think Golden State is another contender. I don't know about the others.
I'll tell you right now, Ananobi better be in that freaking package if we trade for LeBron. We need Ananobi in that package.
Well, it depends on what they want to give up, you know.
But if they want to keep
They said a Villanova connection. I don't know if it's Josh Hart and someone else. I don't know.
Well, give me Josh Hart and Mikal Bridges was there, mate.
I'll take him in a minute.
The two of them could work for us. The two of them could work.
Take him in a minute.
And that'd be kinda ironic to be got one of that pieces of the young talent to be traded away to get LeBron in there and Josh Hart will get him back.
Yeah.
Because we had to trade him to get AD to entice LeBron to come, so on and so forth. But yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
All right, let's look at what's on top tonight, Pearly. We can go WNBA tonight.
Oh boy, okay.
They got two games tonight, man. They got the Golden State.
Just before we do that, I wanted to bring reference to, there was one time ago that I saw much hype for a Duke player and Leitner came in. But they had Christian Leitner pegged the same way they get flagged pegged, but they didn't think about Shaquille O'Neal, Alonzo Mourning, Sprewell, and a couple other players that came out that did really well, much better than Christian Leitner did. So don't build your hopes up.
Yeah, but if you look at Leitner's career though, Pearly, he did have a successful run.
But he wasn't the hype they had on Christian Leitner that he could have been the second Larry Bird. He was not that. He was a solid player in the league.
Watch this.
But he wasn't a superstar to me.
Watch this. He was not a Larry Bird. He was more of another Duke All-Star like a Mike Jaminski. That's who he was like. See that? See that sports knowledge displayed by the Naughty one right
there? I see that. And I think about it,
with a better
jump shot then.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
I think he's going to be a lot more successful than Dunleavy was coming out of Duke.
Oh, we'll see. Mind you, from what I see in college, Flag is it. And if he translates that into the NBA, yeah, he'll be something special. And Dallas could be special right away.
He got a nice game. I don't mind watching him play. I just think BJ is charismatic enough to just take that rookie of the year and run with it.
Yeah, if he plays well and puts up the numbers and grabs, and he's in New York City, which is a plus for him compared to
Philadelphia,
who could play a lot of games in New York and play and have that rivalry there. So which will give him the East Coast exposure a little more than down south in Dallas.
I saw what you did there, Pearly. Nicely done. All right, let's see.
It's my birthday, man. I got to pull something off.
We got the Golden State Valkyries on the road against the Atlanta Dream. Valkyries plus 7 points. The Dream minus 7. Listen, the Dream have not covered the spread in 6 out of the last 8 games. The Valkyries have actually won 5 out of 7 games. They were complete underdogs, and they won 5 outright, and they've covered the spread 7 out of 8. So I'm going to say give me the Valkyries plus the 7 points in this one.
You know what? I can ride with you on that. I like that.
And I like the over of 157.5. I think it goes over as well.
Okay.
Dallas Wings started off dead slow, but they've been winning some games lately. The Phoenix Mercury, they're kind of middling. So, let me just make it an underdog night across the board. Give me the Wings plus the 6 tonight, too, over, against the Mercury.
I like Phoenix. I like what they do. I'm going to take Phoenix and the points.
There you go. Well, there you have it. And that brings us right to time. We're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll be heading to the wrap and getting into the 6 o'clock hour with the news at the top of the hour. But we just want to say again, happy birthday, Pearly. Enjoy this and many, many more, my brother.
Thank you.
And may your Dodgers win for you tonight.
May they do. I'll be appreciative. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for the birthday wishes. Appreciate it.
I'm going to chop it up again tomorrow, man. Good stuff as always. For everybody who called in, texted in, St. Pete, glad to know you're recovering and doing on the mend. We'll chop it up and do it again tomorrow. We'll be live from Grand Bahama. Sarah Kirkby, Don Cooper will be checking in, and we'll have the Freeport report for you. So please join us. And want to thank Roscoe as well, too, for chiming in and being so forthright and upfront with us and clearing air on everything and contributing, as he's always done, from Abaco, bringing us everything that we need to know from down there. So good stuff, everybody. And we'll do it again tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much I stress a her and the rings up. From what day you may find out. Certain
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Fly away with me through the Bahama Keys.
Tired of the hustle and bustle of Nassau? Fly away to the Family Islands with our fly free offer for Bahamian residents. Stay at any of our hotels for 2 nights and get a round trip ticket for free. Visit BahamasResidents.com for details.
My Bahama land, yes, my country. Come fly away.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since day one, the Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? Covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street.
With the Liberty Islands.
The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Long day? Hungry crew? Say less one with KFC's Summer Buckets. Grab a super summer bucket and get 8 juicy pieces of fried chicken, 8 nuggets, corn, our new white rice with gravy, 4 buttery biscuits, 4 switch of pink lemonades, and 4 dessert biscuits. So whether it's on the beach, at home, or KFC's Summer Buckets starting at just $20, bring all the flavor. Summer with KFC. It's finger licking good.
BK Nassau and Pepsi want to bring you a fun day on us. Upgrade your favorite combo and get a chance to win great prizes like staycations at Atlantis or Baja Mar, Powerboat Adventure, Blue Lagoon Dolphin Encounter. You can also win a relaxing day at Sandy Toes or a VIP movie experience at Fusion. Upgrade your combo at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations and enter to win online at BK242.com. Win fun days with Pepsi and Burger King, where taste is king.
Feel the forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Air Wick Brick, available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Air Wick, it's not just a center moment.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope. Cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More space. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
In these very difficult times, you don't need to waste money on imitation security. Get the best at Wemco Security, the company you keep. Call today or visit their office at 32 Collins Avenue, across from Columbus Primary School.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday and on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.